The first solution is, as I told you, that there is a possibility for God to manifest Himself in many different ways, in one say infinite ways. And all the infinite ways are as good as others. One is as good as the other. In every expression there is delight. But the kind of delight that is in one expression is different from the kind of delight that is in another expression. That's the only difference. So there can be any number of delights are possible. He's full of delight, ananta guna. Out of them he chooses one, which is as good as the other. In that particular thing, a possibility of suffering is inevitable. But that possibility arises only because there is delight. That suffering itself is a current of delight. If it was not a current of delight, suffering would not arise. And ultimately, it is something that is not absolute, something that is not destroyable, but something which is itself so created that right from the beginning it is intended to be eliminated. Evil is that which is itself is such that it is to be eliminated. We define it, evil as that which has to be eliminated, which ought not to be there, which is avoidable and which can be eliminated. That is our definition of evil. Such an evolution is possible, as a result of which there is a special kind of delight which arises. It is to experience that delight that all of us, God Himself and we ourselves as God, as His parts, He Himself is what we are, we have taken a deliberate decision to enter into it, and we are gradually evolving out of it. It's a process of evolution in which it's a necessary consequence. But something that is to be destroyed, destroyable, and it is not intended that it will be the permanent condition in which we are going to be. It cannot be a permanent condition, cannot be created, because it is only a result of evolution. And evolution by nature is something that is bound to evolve further. So evil is not a permanent feature, that evil is not a necessary evil. It is only a part of a decision which could have been taken otherwise. Some other decision would have been taken, then this evolution would not be there at all. It is only a decision has been taken that there has to be an evolutionary movement, therefore this result is inevitable, only in that sense. It is inevitable only conditioned upon a decision which was taken which is not itself absolute or compulsory. So that is the first answer. Second answer is that even while evil or suffering is experienced, it does not destroy the inner delight which is present. If it was really contradictory, then the moment there is suffering, the delight would have been abolished, if there was a contradiction between the two, but that is not the case. Even when in the deepest sorrow, it is always possible for us to withdraw and to experience it. Even in the deepest sorrow, we are upheld. Even though we may feel that we are helpless, but actually speaking, we are always upheld. And when the suffering becomes unsufferable, you faint, therefore there is no suffering. All suffering is sufferable suffering. And that is because the delight which is inside is never abolished. You can always recover it. Secondly, every suffering is capable of being transformed into pleasure or neutrality. That also is possible. And thirdly, you can transform each one of them into complete delight. Not only transform into each other, but each one of these, neutrality or pleasure or pain, all can be transformed into complete delight. Not only can be transformed, but it will ultimately happen automatically because of evolutionary force. Even if you say no, you do not want that experience, it will happen. Evolutionary necessity is there because evolution is going on. You are a part of evolution. You cannot avoid it. Therefore, your goal of enjoying the utter delight of the presence of the Divine is assured. Such is the scheme And that being the scheme, it is possible to reconcile it with the Satchidananda. But this reconciliation can take place only if Satchidananda is one without the second. Only on the basis of Advaita. Then only this is possible. Therefore it is vindication of Advaita also.
It's a vindication of Advaita?
Yes, because if Advaita were not there, if reality was different from us, then reproach could be possible. He himself remains above and he puts our pitchers into the suffering. That is a terrible monster. But if he himself is we, he is Advaita, and he himself knows that even when I will put myself into suffering, my joy will not be diminished. I can convert all my suffering into different kinds of experience of joy or neutrality. And that there is no suffering which is unsufferable. And that ultimately all that can be transformed into delight, and which I am going to do it, then only you can reconcile, otherwise there is no other reconciliation possible. Right? So we stop here today, huh?
And there is a feeling of pleasure and pain.
Yes.
Felt equally by all human beings.
No.
Does it depend on the evolution?
Depends upon your limitation or largeness. You can see, for example, a child who is prepared for examination fully, the same examination gives him delight. A child who is not prepared, the same examination gives him pain.
On your awareness.
Depends on your awareness, your largeness. Actually, you feel very happy when examination comes, when the child is ready. He feels very happy. As soon as the examination comes near, he'll say, "Now I'll show how much I can do." He feels delighted.
So, but the largeness also gives you the intensity of pain equally?
It depends upon what largeness it is. There are various kinds of largenesses.
Doesn't the pain and pleasure go side by side or hand in hand?
No, these are three currents of the same current basically. Depends upon the kind of obstruction. One kind of obstruction gives you pleasure. Another kind of obstruction gives you pain. Another kind of obstruction gives you neutrality. But basically the current is the same current, ananda. The kind of obstruction that you give gives you these three consequences.
But the obstruction will be measured by our largeness, as you said.
Largeness or limitation. Or kind also, it's angularity also. What angle you take. What kind of angle is there in your obstruction?
There's no homogeneity in the angle within a person.
There are various possibilities. So if you are already angularized, you will always take it like this. How many people are so cheerful by nature that whatever happens, he goes on laughing? Angularity is such, and somebody is so pessimistic all the time, saying that heaven will fall now, and he feels all the time morose. It depends upon his angularity. Circumstances are the same, but
that's,
you can react habit, differently.
That part of it is habit, the angularity?
Yes. It's a process of evolution, in which habits are formed, they become permanent, they become hardened. Nothing is permanent, but they become hardened. So it depends upon, that is why education is so important. If you educate the children rightly, you give a lot of plasticity, you train right from the beginning the equality, and always tell him that you should always expand so that you get the right knowledge. In fact, supramental consciousness, as the highest consciousness, has these three qualities: complete equality, complete plasticity, and absoluteness of knowledge. So if you train every child into these three capacities right from the beginning, his evolution will be much, much smoother. All right. Now I don't think we need to meet again, because we are finished. Chapter
How
number
can
12.
That be possible?
Chapter number 12 is finished.
But
I would like you to read now both the chapters, 11 and 12. And if you have questions, then you invite me. I'll come.
No, all right. Questions.
You have many questions. Then you call me. Then I'll come. No, not that question. If you have questions regarding the text, I'll come.
And the other way, we thought if we'll start the Gita.
That if you want, that is another matter.
What do they definitely want to continue with something? Whatever.
But this story is finished.
Story is finished. There are so many stories.
There can be another story, but now that depends upon all of you.
What does everybody want to do?
Don't ask now.
Okay.
Let them, when I'm not present, because now they will say we want to continue, but afterwards They might have another opinion.
Okay.
All right. So, you let me know. I am your servant.